USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Gunfire rang out at a protest rally in Islamabad, Pakistan, held by the former Prime Minister Imran Khan. A provisional lawmaker from his political party said Mr. Khan had been shot in the leg. It's not clear yet who was behind the shooting, but police have reportedly made an arrest at the scene. What GOP leaders are saying was an act of desperation, not the president, but former President Barack Obama came to Phoenix on Wednesday to rally Democrats running for some of the state's top offices. His visit came less than a week before Election Day.
Then democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona. That's not an exaggeration. That is a fact.
The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in California, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, North Carolina, and Virginia. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're so valuable. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz defended his trip to China on Thursday, but stressed that German companies would need to take steps to reduce risky dependencies in industrial supply chains, particularly in terms of cutting-edge technology. Quote, as China changes, the way we deal with China must change too, end quote. Nearly 3.5 years after he murdered two Lansing, Michigan area women, a Delta Township man has been sent to prison for what could be a lifetime. 30-year-old Kiernan Brown was sentenced Wednesday to 70 to 100 years in prison. For those states that are still playing the game, daylight savings time ends this weekend. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Some not-so-good news as we head into the holiday season. One airline's pilots are rejecting their current contract offer.
American Airlines Pilots Union is rejecting a proposal for a new contract. The Allied Pilots Association said the board voted against the deal, which calls for 12% raises for pilots on the date of signing. This comes right after United Airlines pilots turned down a similar deal Tuesday with even larger raises. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United Nations is gathering for the theory of climate change.
Just before leaving for COP27, which is the 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry held a press briefing Wednesday afternoon. The former Secretary of State, Senator, and presidential candidate was blunt about the challenges ahead, saying the highest hurdle for going greener was a different kind of green.
The single biggest restraint on our ability to be able to move rapidly is our inability to summon the significant amounts of money that have to come to the table to implement this transition.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
As of last night, Lisa is now a tropical storm near Belize, northern Guatemala, and southeastern Mexico. Lisa first made landfall as a hurricane near Belize City at about 5:20 p.m. local time and is now weakening and should not get any stronger. USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.